This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, January 29th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. House returns for possible tax debate. Foreign farmland bill drops. Bayer hit with another big verdict. Tax package awaits House debate. U.S. House members are back in D.C. today facing possible votes this week on a tax bill that includes some tax breaks important to farmers and ranchers. Ahead of the pending floor debate, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri has been trying to allay GOP concerns that the bill could help President Biden's political campaign or benefit illegal immigrants. The bill includes an expansion of the child tax credit as well as several business tax provisions, including higher limits for the Section 179 expensing allowance and a restoration of 100% bonus depreciation. The Ways and Means Committee issued statements Friday defending the bill, and Smith addressed the child tax credit in social media. In posts on X, Smith maintained that the proposal encourages work and provides no special loopholes for illegal immigrants. It still requires a Social Security number to claim the child tax credit. Now, for more on the bill and this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Senators propose updates to foreign land reporting law following audit. 11 senators are proposing changes to the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act. It's a 1978 law that requires USDA to track foreign land holdings. The AFIDA Improvements Act follows some recommendations in a recent Government Accountability Office report that laid out a list of challenges USDA faces in documenting foreign land holdings. Those challenges include a handbook that provides, quote, limited instructions on collecting information, data entry errors in agency spreadsheets, and funding constraints limiting the creation of a searchable database of foreign land holdings. The bill would require the Agriculture Secretary to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, laying out data sharing between the two entities. The measure would revise the agency's AFIDA handbook based on GAO recommendations and authorize USDA to, quote, take such actions as are necessary to validate the data it receives. USDA also would be required to take some steps toward creating an online portal for filings. USDA has so far published Excel spreadsheets on its website to meet the request, but funding limitations have prevented the department from doing more without additional appropriation from Congress. The USDA perspective? Well, it's good to see Congress recognize that, as we've said, any significant changes to the AFIDA process require legislative action. That USDA spokesman Alan Rodriguez speaking to AgriPulse in an email. Congress must also understand that in order for USDA to implement many of these changes, additional funding is needed. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. APHIS proposes loosening regulations on Brucella species. USDA's Animal and Pet Health Inspection Service says the removal of 5 agents from its biological select agents and toxins list, including 3 Brucella species, will facilitate needed research. APHIS says in a proposal published today that state veterinarians, quote, have expressed concern regarding the limitation on brucellosis research because of the designation of the brucella as a selected agent, which was made in response to the Agricultural Bioterrorism Protection Act of 2002. The agent's proposed removal poses little risk to animal health or the economy because they are unlikely to spread due to modern production practices, APHIS says in a news release. Removing regulatory barriers will greatly improve research on improved vaccines and diagnostics, thereby improving our efforts to control these diseases in animal populations. Hawaiian wildfires cost producers $23.1 million, Agriculture Department estimates. The wildfires that tore through Hawaii last August caused $23.1 billion in damage to local producers, that according to new USDA estimates. 500 acres of cropland in Maui and Hawaii counties were reported to be damaged by the wildfires, with producers of bananas, coffee, floriculture crops, taro, and other specialty crops seeing $5.4 million worth of total crop losses. An additional 7,850 acres of pastures were damaged. Producers reported $75,000 in losses due to the death of cattle, sheep, goats, honeybee colonies, horses, and alpacas. Philadelphia jury returns $2.25 billion verdict against Bayer. Bayer has been hit with another big award in a Roundup case. Jurors in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas handed down a $2.25 billion verdict Friday against the company for negligence and failure to warn. The plaintiff is a 49-year-old Pennsylvania man who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup on his property for 20 years, his lawyers said. Lawyers for the plaintiff said the unanimous verdict, quote, was a condemnation of 50 years of misconduct by Monsanto and a declaration that its misconduct was in reckless disregard of human safety and the substantial cause of John McKibbison's cancer. Monsanto was acquired by Bayer in 2016. Bayer, in a statement reported by Reuters, said the jury's verdict, which includes $2 billion in punitive damages, conflicts with the overwhelming weight of science, evidence, and worldwide regulatory and scientific assessments. The company says it believes it has, quote, strong arguments on appeal to get this verdict overturned and the unconstitutionality excessive damage award eliminated or reduced. China to begin accepting Argentine wheat. Argentina's agriculture ministry says the South American country will start exporting wheat to China. The ministry said Argentina increased its wheat production by 23% for the 23-24 marketing year. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service recently lowered its forecast for wheat production in China in the current marketing year by 0.8%, noting that China aggressively purchased wheat at low prices in the fourth quarter of 2023. Well, here's today's He Said It. Without our farmers, we aren't France any longer, and we aren't a country. That French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, as quoted by the Financial Times, referring to protesting farmers who he has offered concessions. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, January 29th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.